Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can check out the Brain Trust members, including our good friend Jay Myers, who's with us right now. Also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Brand new question every week. And then, of course, my newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to that when you get a chance. Jay Myers is with us. He's the author of Keep Swinging, which is an award-winning book. His award-winning company is called Interactive Solutions, a video a company provides video capability for corporations, for organizations, schools, and hospitals, and folks like that. Give us the website, please, Jay.
Well, the book website is keepswingingbook.com, and then the company website is ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com, so check it out. And the book is, congratulations on the success of the book, Jay. I know you won an award for that recently, and it's outstanding, folks. I encourage you to check it out. It's always good to read what real live entrepreneurs are doing, what they're saying, and Jay's a good example of that. Jay, one of the things we've been talking about is some of the your success tips on keeping good people. And you gave us some good ones in the previous segment, and you know, and I hope people understand that your business is pretty well, pretty mature. You've got your cornflakes together now. You got some critical mass, but the things that you can do for your people don't have to be on any kind of scale. The things that you mentioned don't require. I mean, if you're a much smaller company than yours, if people have a much smaller company than yours, they can do something similar to that, just on a smaller scale. People just appreciate the gestures, and so that's one thing I want to point out. But the other thing I want to say is I want you to talk to us about how you find good people. I mean, what do you do when you're rooting around in the marketplace trying to find good people? How do you do that?
Well, you know, I think it's one of the more interesting things about ISI and how we've done these things. I don't typically recruit the way a lot of people, my competitors or other people do in my industry, in technology. As an example, and I had this in my book and everything about you know, creative recruiting, we talk about the type of people we want more than anything else. We look at the resume, but we look at the, you know, kind of the way they've worked and everything. So as an example, on the sales team in particular, and the whole company really, we talk about hiring the hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, we can train you to about our technology, but what I can't do is give you a heart. You know, when you wake up in the morning, are you ready to go? Are you ready to work hard? So as an example, you know, our VP of sales, I recruited this guy from a dry cleaners. Literally, he was a guy that was hustling around a dry cleaners, working his way through school, very gregarious. I liked him, and he joined us as a sales guy 5 years ago, got promoted to VP of sales. He's knocking it out of the park.
Wow.
Other people that we've had around here, I mean, my leading salesman, yes, he had a sales background, but guess what he was doing, Jim? Nothing in technology. He was selling subprime mortgages, and he had a crisis of conscience, really, of ethics, that he couldn't continue to do those kind of things. Through the rest of the organization, my VP of operations was a customer of ours.
So wait a minute.
We liked the way he worked.
The other guy who had a crisis of conscience, that speaks to values.
Yeah, you
liked his values there, didn't you?
Well, he liked ours. I mean, yeah. I think that was mutual, mm-hmm. and I think it's a case of he was going to be successful whoever he was selling for, but he didn't want to sell subprime mortgages anymore.
So what, you know, you're saying is find the good people who have energy, who have a lust for life, and want to seek excellence. Find good people, and then you can train them to do whatever you need them to do, can't you?
That's exactly right. I mean, we've recruited people from so many different places, and very rarely do we get somebody from competition or even barely even in the industry. We like to get people that just have good, solid values. At the top of the list, though, Jim, is working hard and hiring. We call it hiring the hustle. If you have a good work ethic, you know, you've got a place here. you know, more than likely if you can fulfill some of the other requirements. But we really, you know, I mean, I encourage everybody, you know, we have a great environment around here, but you got to work hard. And people that can't keep up the pace, that are not willing to work hard, as an example, are clock watchers, 8 to 5, mm-hmm. you need to go find another job. You're not going to be here very long. But the people that are willing to put in the extra effort, everybody here, I've told them two things when they join us. You're never going to work harder in your life, and you're more than likely never going to make more money because this mm-hmm. place is very lucrative when you work hard.
Well,
and the opportunity is huge.
The other thing is that you said in the previous segment, I think this is really important, and we sure try to practice that around here, is you can be serious about your business without taking yourself seriously. Which and if you can do, when you can do that, what happens is it's fun to work at a place like that. What do you think?
I totally agree. Again, you know, most of my staff, you know, I mentioned is, you know, 30 or under, you know, in terms of age and all. You know, they want an environment that's fun, that, you know, that they can enjoy themselves. Yeah, work hard. They totally get it about my attitude and everything and the way this place works. But, yeah, you got to have some fun. I'm not a very, I'm a serious person about our customers. But when it comes to the other things, you know, we really try to have a lot of fun around here. And then, Jim, you know, something else that I failed to mention I think is really important.
Quickly.
Our motto is really about doing the right thing by employees. And when we have people that have had crisis and things around here, whether it be, you know, death in the family or just mm-hmm. some personal issues,
yeah.
we absolutely let people, you know, off as long as they need to do things. I'm not being a hero about that.
That speaks to the values again, folks. ISITN.com is the website for the company. And keepswingingbook.com is the one for the book. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.